So did you see this story? I was reading about this young lady named Teresa Malinowski, Downers Grove South High School. I think she's a senior. She was trying to pick out colleges to go to. And as you're going through the information that you're gathering, like ACT scores and population of the student, and do they have a good rec league or whatever, I think she was also interested in what the sexual assault rate was on a given campus. If you're a young lady, maybe you're concerned about the safety in a certain school. And I don't know that she was finding satisfactory information. She decided to create her own database, and she's on line 7-2. Hey, Therese, it's John Williams, and you're on WGN. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, John. It's really cool to be talking on radio. That's awesome.
I'm not exactly Phil Donahue, but I think you're doing a real good job so far.
Thanks.
Well, so is that the sort of correct setup for what you did? Talk a little bit about this.
Yeah, so I've always, like, really been passionate about sexual assault issues. My best friend in middle school went through a rape scare, so, like, I've really been passionate about, like, sexual assault advocacy and justice, like, pretty much since then. I was in a personal safety and wellness class last year, and that's where it caught my eye. We watched this one documentary about how some colleges have purposefully covered up sexual assault statistics and, like, allegations on campus, and that really disturbed me.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 17.
Did I see this was part of a scouting project, too, or was this entirely on your own? I mean, what was the connection with that and scouting?
Yeah, so I've been a Girl Scout for a long time, and I decided to make this my Girl Scout Gold Award project. It gave me a lot of extra structure, and I don't know if I would have made it this far if it wasn't part of that.
You created Project Dandelion. That's the website, right?
That's correct.
Now, I looked up Project Dandelion and got Dandelion Energy Company, so I just want to make sure people know how to best find your site. What's the best way to find it, Therese?
If you look up the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault, it's currently listed under the colleges section under resources. I made the database as a Weebly site, like, because that was the resource available to me right now.
I see.
But, yeah, that's why it's kind of buried.
Right. Well, it's projectdandelion.weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y, projectdandelion.weebly.com specifically. But if you Google around, it's not that hard to find. And then there it is. You click on colleges, and it's A-B, C-D. You just click on the first letter of the college that you're interested in. So I went to S for Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. That's where I went to school. You have community colleges on there. I think a lot of people will click on U for University of Illinois at Champaign, or UIC, two major campuses in Chicago. And then the data is right there. Here's the University of Chicago. I'm sorry to report. The reported rapes in 2017, 10. 9 on the residents, 1 on campus. 9 residents, 1 on campus. 2016, 15. 2015, 6. You know, make what you will of those numbers. Remember, these are big campuses. Sometimes there's tens of thousands of students, but it's just information that you might want to know, right?
Yeah, and with the specific college information, I tried to provide as many different sources of information as possible, because it's really hard to see, like, the actual quality and, like, reality of sexual assault on campus just from, like, one number in a crime report. So I tried to provide as many outlets for that as possible.
So are these rapes? Are these sexual assaults, but there's not rape per se? I mean, do you distinguish what kind of crimes are taking place here?
Yeah, so the number of reported rapes is like publicly published in the campus annual crime report, and that's the information under the reported rape section. Same goes for, like, fondling cases, which is actually also a form of sexual assault. That's why I included those two.
Got it.
Yeah.
And while these are publicly available, I don't know how much the schools, they're certainly not going to promote this, but I don't even know how readily available this information gets. I've looked at a ton of college guides. I haven't seen these numbers until I saw them on your website.
Yeah, so that's the big problem that, like, motivated me to create this website. Like, if you want to find the numbers, you have to do a lot of digging. Most of them are available on campus crime reports, as I found, but all the information is really scattered, and that's why I think having this resource, providing students that easy to access information, is so valuable.
Therese, is there any numbers or locations that jumped out at you?
Well, I think it's hard to really be... It's hard for the numbers to completely reflect the reality of rape on campus for me, personally, because I realize that, like, a lot of them don't actually make the crime report,
right,
like, even though there's allegations. Yeah. So I think the colleges that have a lot of federal investigations, those are the ones that scared me the most, because under the history section in the database, you can see if the college had ever been investigated federally for mishandling a sexual assault allegation. And I think that more accurately, like, reflects the culture on campus, and that's really scary.
The website, again, is Dandelion, is projectdandelion.weebly.com. That's one way to do it. And then the other way to find these statistics, what else would you recommend, Therese?
Go to the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault website, or ICASA, if you just Google it. Go to resources, colleges, and then Project Dandelion is listed.
Good for you. Congratulations. Have you picked out a school you're going to go to?
I think I'm going to go to Purdue. I'm waiting on my acceptance, so hopefully in Wednesday.
Yeah, these are anxious times for a lot of families. My best to you. I see nothing but good things for you and your future, Therese.
Thank you so much.